Wendy's announced that it planned to use, quote, this is important, quote, surge pricing, end quote, last week and quickly changed its approach amid backlash. According to LA's KTLA5, Wendy's is trying to put a different spin on what its CEO meant when he told investors that the fast food giant would introduce, quote, dynamic pricing, end quote, to its menus. During the February 15th earnings call, Wendy's CEO Kirk Tanner said that, quote, beginning as early as 2025, we'll begin testing more enhanced features like dynamic pricing and daypart offerings, along with AI-enabled menu changes and suggestive selling, end quote. A statement that many took to mean that Wendy's would increase or decrease prices based on demand, similar to rideshare services like Uber. All of which prompted anger as many customers took to social media to express their disgust. In response to the backlash, Wendy's instituted a statement to the Associated Press saying, quote, Wendy's will not implement surge pricing, which is the practice of raising prices when demand is highest. We didn't use that phrase, nor do we plan to implement that practice, end quote. Chris, this is a big one. A
lot of meat on that bone, Anne.
A lot of meat on the bone. This is also A&M's put you on the spot question yet again. First headline, A&M wants to know, Chris, as we've been discussing with ESLs and daypart pricing and grocery, it seems like the expansion of dynamic pricing will be highly correlated with the tech to allow it. Chris, where do you think retailers can potentially go wrong in its usage if they're not careful?
Ooh, Chris. great question. Okay, so a lot here, a lot of meat on this bone. A lot of the bone of these headlines. This is a good week for headlines. All right, so first off, I got to say, this is already the strong front runner for biggest CEO slip up of the year. Like I think it's going to be hard for someone to beat Mr. Tanner. Was that his name, man? Tanner?
Kirk Tanner. It sounds like a character from like Step by Step or something.
Or ABC. Star Trek or something. I don't know.
TGIF.
But yeah, definitely the front runner. So, I mean, you just don't start flapping your gums about this. Like, even if you're thinking about it, you don't start talking about it publicly. And so the A&M question is good in that context because, you know, despite talking about it, I've never been a big fan or believer in real-time pricing in store, like actual real-time changing of pricing. I think the technology is potentially there to do it now, but I've never been a fan of it. I have been a big fan of daypart promotions.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I think until retailers understand it, if you're thinking about doing that, you should only be taking your prices down to spur demand. You should never be taking them up to capture increased profit during the moments of high demand, a la surge pricing, which is what Uber does. And if you think about it, surge pricing got the best of Uber this weekend when we got home because it was $80 for an Uber to our house. And we're like, why are we doing this? Let's go take a cab. And it costs half as much.
Right.
And so that's the risk that Wendy's runs here. And the other point I would make too, which I don't remember who told me this, but I know they're listening to the show and they'll remember the conversation. And they told me that the key thing with ESLs is actually not that you can move the prices up really quickly. It's actually that you can keep them down in competitive response on things like eggs and milk, because those are the things where you lose loyalty.
Yes.
And so that's the type of actions I would be trying to take with this concept of daypart pricing. It'd be giving more promotions, should that be in your business model, to your guests when they want them, not trying to get the most profit extracted from them to your benefit. That's how I think about it. But Ann, I'm curious, because when Wendy's broke this story, I was like, oh man, I can't believe they said this. They're venturing into weird territory. It's dangerous ground. And you kind of disagreed with me at the time. And we had a little bit of discussion. So where is your head now? Have you kind of thought about this differently? Or are you kind of like, no, let's do it. Surge it, you know, control that menu board.
No, I mean, here, look, this is what my thoughts are on this. I think as a business, dynamic pricing and digital menu boards, which is what Kirk Tanner should just have gone with, like dynamic pricing and promotions should have been part of that conversation. Digital menu boards so that we can rotate menu items more. Like there's so much more that you get based on this tech investment that will be good for all of the people on that earnings call to hear, that's what I would have highlighted like this. I mean, retailers like Starbucks have been doing like promotion and daypart promotions during off-peak hours to come in for BOGO coffee and stuff for as long as as long as I can remember. It's been really popular the last couple of years. And I think that this is a smart business investment. Retailers should be able to flex up and down to accommodate things like drawing in new consumers. And I do kind of feel like it's not the worst thing. Like in my mind, here's what I'm imagining. Like price, you could do some price, not surges, but you could do dynamic pricing during like a late night. If you're going to keep your Wendy's window open until 2 a.m. or something, and you need to staff that and you need to pay people more money to work later hours so that you can be open later. Like, I don't know. I'm not opposed to them having the flexibility to inflate those prices a little bit to keep people open, like to keep the demand open there. I don't think it makes sense, you know, during all hours of the day, but I really think that the core problem here is that the CEO used language that inferred they were going to be doing surge pricing. We'd learned from Uber, it's not a term that you can use. Even Uber has pulled back on surge pricing because of the customer dissatisfaction with it. But I still feel like it's not as bad as I think everybody's making it out to be. Yes, customers don't want to pay more for things, but look, there's a reality to the economics of how things are getting to you, how deliveries are made in 15 minutes. Like, customers are going to have to start paying for this, whether they like it or not.
Yeah. Okay. So we don't need to go into this too much, but it did sound like you're talking a little bit out of both sides of your mouth there a little bit, you know? So I think that the key thing to me though, is what is the competitive response? Right. And what are the competitive options? Right. And that's where, you know, we talked about too, like, you know, if I know that even in your example, like if I know, this is what I was worried about. We talked about this a little last week too. Like if I, as a consumer, know that Wendy's is going to take advantage of me at late night, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go somewhere else. And there's a lot of options in that arena. Whereas like with Uber, you know, if that's how you want to get your cab, there's not as many options readily available to you, especially in some markets now, given the impact that Uber's had on the number of available cabs.
Yeah, but
anyway,
then
I'll give you the last word.
Lyft is doing that too. Like Uber did surge pricing. Lyft is doing surge pricing the same way that McDonald's, Burger King, any of these other places implement surge pricing as well. And the part for me that I don't like about this,
you just don't want your consumers to know about it. That's what you're saying,
but
right?
I also feel like consumers, look, there's a cost to have a store open until 2 o'clock in the morning. There's labor costs that are going up. Minimum wages are going up. Like, I hate to break it to you consumers, but you don't get everything at that baseline price. Like there's going to have to be changes the same way we're seeing with inflation in the grocery stores. Like, I don't know. I can get your points, but I just think that
somebody's
going to have to pay for it.
I can't wait to see. I do think there's the point of like, how do you start doing this? Right. And even if you want to go that route, there's a correct way to probably start doing this versus just going all in on it too. Right. But I think, you know, this is why we do the headline shorts. You know, I can't wait to put this headline short out there and see, you know, who agrees with points we're making on either side, who disagrees. Cause
Rick,
I don't know. And I think you're right. The technology's there to do it. So it's interesting. Yeah.